Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come, Father, on this morning to say thank you for another day. We come to say thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. We come to say thank you, Father God, for your grace, oh Father, new mercies that embrace us on this morning. We come to say thank you for keeping us, Father, during the midnight hours, oh, Father God, we thank you for commanding us to rise and shine and to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father. We come to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all those things yet to be revealed, Father. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. And Father, we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us, Father, from all unrighteousness. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. What would we be without you? Father, we come in faith this morning. We come in joy in the Holy Ghost. We come in obedience. We come in humility, Father God. We come, Father, embracing this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now, Father, we want to surrender the day back over unto you, Father, to say thank you. Thank you. Unfold this day according to your wisdom. Unfold this day according to your will, Father. We lean not to our own understanding. We trust you. We acknowledge you, Father God. Hallelujah. You're great and you're mighty. Father, you're mighty and you're great, Father. We pray for all those standing in the need of prayer, which includes all of us, Father. We pray for everybody who know you, that they might desire a more intense relationship with you. We pray for those who do not know you, Father, that they will obtain a will to get to know you, Father, and not just to be saved from hell, but get to know you time enough to enjoy a relationship with your Father and to work for you in your kingdom. And we say thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to say thank you, Father God, for where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. We say thank you, even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, have your way this day, Father God. May you and you alone be glorified and your people edified. And we say thank you for another day and opportunity to serve in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. And our soul says amen, amen. Amen again. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, 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 morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Welcome back, welcome back. Amen. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Glad to have you with us on today. Please enjoy the fellowship. And please do come back and keep on coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God the praise, the glory, amen, and giving God all the honor, amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us, amen, and we bless the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, amen, giving God all the praise, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, for a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous weekend, amen, and him, amen, just a time, amen, to reflect, a time to give, a time to receive, a time to rest, a time to work, a time to pray, amen, whatever you did, as long as God is with you, amen, hallelujah. And we want to give God the glory. We want to thank God, amen, for our services on yesterday. A shift in the atmosphere, amen. Our Dr. Lauren Davis came, amen. And I'm telling you, the Lord did use this woman of God, amen, to bring forth, amen. Not only was it a prophetic word, amen, it was a rhema word. And glory be to God, hallelujah. Very, very encouraging, amen. A word to examine yourself. And or a little bit, it was a scary word, too. A little bit, just a little bit. Beloved, I'm telling you, devastation. It's scary to the point where you just want to make sure you're tightening up. You want to make sure you're tight. You want to make sure you're tight and you're tightening up, beloved. Amen. Because the word must be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled. And everything in that Bible is going to take place. And most of it is taking place already. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. Looking forward to this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Whatever the Lord has in store for us this week, we're looking forward to it. Amen. Giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Wednesday, our praise Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. We get an opportunity to come and share our testimonies. Amen. And share our stories. Amen. Thanking God. They're looking forward to the altar prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we can come together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look, nobody's perfect here. Ain't nobody perfect. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God that we are being perfected. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the love of God and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. All right. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to, amen, get right into the word on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you are a first-time visitor, amen, please, amen, visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Like us on Facebook, and please follow us, amen, on Twitter. And we bless God. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen and amen. I'd like to direct your attention this morning to the book of Luke, chapter number 17. Luke, chapter number 17. Amen. And it reads as thus, starting at verse number 1. Then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. I want to share with you this morning, amen, from that portion of scripture, amen, beloved, from a subject, amen, stop tripping. Amen, stop tripping. Amen, we bless the Lord. Beloved, ever so often, everyone of us, each and every one, nobody excluded, everybody included, we all have an opportunity to get offended. In fact, beloved, Jesus himself said, glory be to God, in our scripture on this morning, amen, Jesus said it is impossible but that offenses will come. He said it's impossible to live a life and not be offended. It just ain't happening. It just ain't real. It's a part of life. You're going to get offended. It's like trying to say you live a life and it's not going to be no trouble. You know what I mean? You're going to live a life without struggle. You're going to live a life without tears. You're going to, no, it's a fact of life. This is what Jesus was saying. Anytime the Lord used the word impossible. Now, we use the word impossible all the time. The Lord said with him, nothing is impossible. And then here Jesus himself, beloved, amen, glory be to God. He said, it is impossible. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. It's just a matter of where. It's a matter of who. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He said, it is impossible but that offenses will come. So, beloved, when the Lord uses this word impossible, glory be to God, in the Greek, this word means something that is impossible, something that is inadmissible, unallowable, or unthinkable. Glory be to God. Beloved, it is simply unthinkable that you would allow yourself to dream that you could live this life without an opportunity to become offended. Stop dreaming. Stop dreaming. So since Jesus said this, since Jesus is impossible, beloved, it's impossible to live a life without being offended. All right. So let's just look at what the word means. What is an offense? Beloved, the word offense, glory be to God, is a Greek word, glory be to God, from which we get the word scandal. This is a powerful picture that you must understand. This word, beloved, originally described the small piece of wood that was used to keep the door of an animal trap propped open. And then a piece of food was placed inside the trap to lure the animal inside. Something similar to a mouse trap, but on a grander scale, on a bigger scale. We're talking about something much larger than a mouse right now. But similar, the same way you put the cheese on the mouse trap, okay? And so what would happen when the animal entered the trap, absolutely, accidentally bumped, beloved, the small piece of wood that was set up there for them, it would then collapse, causing the trap door to slam shut and the animal to be caught inside with no way of escape. And so, beloved, this word is used here in the New Testament to refer to a stone or an obstacle that caused one to trip. Obstacle that caused one to stumble. This is the Greek definition of the word offense. And Jesus said offense is going to come, causing one to trip, causing somebody to stumble, causing someone to lose his footing, causing one to waver, to falter, and to fall down. Matter of fact, beloved, we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 8, this same word, beloved, glory be to God, is used to describe how believers react to the gospel when they don't want to hear it or believe it. Let's look at it for a minute. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 8. This is what Peter says. Peter says, and a stone of stumbling, offenses, causing one to stumble, causing somebody to trip, causing somebody to fall down. Huh? A stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. We read that in 1 Peter 2 and 8. Rather than accept the message and be saved, these people stumble when they hear the truth, tripping over the message that could set them free. But when we see here in our scripture this morning, St. Luke chapter 17, Jesus used the word, beloved, to warn us about events that happen in life with the potential to trip us up. There are going to be some things that happen in our life that have already happened, that's happening right now, or that's going to happen, it's going to be an offense to us. Meaning something that's going to come to cause us to trip. We want to say this morning, amen, we want us to stop tripping. Sometimes Satan baits us with something, beloved. Sometimes Satan draws us into a trap in which he knows we will become offended. That rascal sets us up. He baits us. We fall for the bait. The same way that mouse, amen, fell for the bait, amen, went for the cheese, and got snapped. The same way we see them on the farms, we see them in the laboratories, how they trick these animals, amen, inside, and then they get in there, and then the gate go down. They went in for the food. thought they was going to snatch it, glory be to God, and run out. But they run in and snatch it. They showed up, didn't run out. Satan does us the same way. He has bait us. He has set us up. Glory be to God. For us to become offended. When we bump into a moment of offense, beloved, the trap slams down shut. And like an animal that is trapped in a cage and can't get out, we suddenly find ourselves caught in a miserable situation. I mean, we're miserable. We're trapped in detrimental and negative emotions. And this is why Jesus helps us. If we just would just pay attention to everything that the Word of God tells us, because the Word of God is not talking just to be talking. It's not like Jesus didn't have nothing else to say. He spoke on purpose. He was very intentional. So when we look at this scripture here, beloved, this is what Jesus is saying, amen, in a language that we can understand. And when we break this down in the Greek, Jesus is saying this. It is simply unthinkable that you will allow yourself to dream that you could live this life without an opportunity to be lured into a situation that could potentially snare you in the feelings of offense. The opportunity is going to come. Beloved, if this is really what Jesus meant, we need to know the nature of the bait Satan uses to get us. What is the offense that the devil uses to trap most people? Because now we know, glory be to God, when I was laughing with somebody, they was telling me that they saw a mouse in their house and peeping around the corner at them, glory be to God, and how they didn't like mouse. And I was telling them about what I use, the ultrasonics, which really, I highly recommend. It's perfect. Amen. If for those of you that don't like living with mice and rodents, amen, glory be to God. And so we were saying now, these mice, they're so smart nowadays, glory be to God. You might catch them the first time on that trap or that glue trap, amen, but they are smart. You ain't going to catch them but once, maybe twice. Glory be. They be walking around and skipping over and jumping over it. They don't go for the cheese. They don't go for the peanut because they know it's a trap. They smart. And they got some way of communicating with the other ones and to letting them know, hey, when you get to the corner over there, you got to walk around that thing over there. I tell you, we was laughing at that, but it appears as though, amen, they're very, very smart. Why? Because, see, what happens is they know the bait. Now, if a mice is that smart to know the bait, beloved, amen, truly, we are much more intelligent, glory be to God. So God has given us, amen, the discernment, the knowledge, amen, the wisdom to know the bait that Satan uses to lure us into that trap of offense. An offense, beloved, usually occurs when you see, hear, or experience a behavior that is so difficult for what you expected that it causes you to falter. It causes you to wobble in your soul. In fact, you are so stunned by what you have observed or by a failed expectation that you lose your footing emotionally. And before you know it, you are dumbfounded. You are flabbergasted about something. Then what happens, so you're shocked at this behavior, you're shocked at what you just heard, you're shocked at what you just saw, you're shocked at what you just experienced. See? So, you know, shook you up a little bit. You weren't expecting all that. Then what happens, beloved, then your shock turns into disbelief. But it don't stop there. Because after your shock turns into disbelief, your disbelief turns into disappointment. But it don't stop there. Because after your disbelief turns into disappointment, then your disappointment turns into offense. I'm going to say that one more time because I know somebody writing it down because you need to. Because we are defining what an offense is, beloved, so we can guard ourselves against it. An offense usually occurs when you see, hear, or experience a behavior that is so difficult from what you expected that it causes you to falter and wobble in your soul. You are so stunned by what you have observed, or you are so stunned by a failed expectation that you lose your footing emotionally. And before you know it, you are dumbfounded and flabbergasted about it. Then your shock turns to disbelief, number one. Your disbelief turns to disappointment, number two. And your disappointment turns into offense. There you go. There you go. Beloved, we have all experienced this kind of disappointment at some point in our lives. According to Jesus' words, beloved, in Luke chapter number 17, the opportunity to be offended comes to every single one of us. As long as we live and breathe, we must combat this nuisance and refuse to allow it to have a place in our hearts and minds. Even worse, beloved, we've all been the source of offense at some point or another. It may not have been intentional on our part. In fact, we may not have even known we offended anyone until the person later came and informed us of what we did. So in light of all this, beloved, this is what I'd like for you to consider this morning. Number one, have you ever offended someone? I'm stopping intentionally now we know you've been offended. Let's just turn this around for one second. Have you ever offended anyone? Beloved, when you found out about the cause of offense, were you shocked? What? Oh, I didn't know that offends you. Oh, my God. Oh, forgive me. Oh. Last question. When the news finally reached you that you had offended that person, were you surprised to hear how he or she perceived what you did or what you said? Oh, I didn't mean, I misunderstood. Oh, I was wondering why they wasn't talking to me. I was wondering why they were so distant and so cold. I was wondering why the vibes were, I was wondering why they was over there rolling their eyes. I was wondering why they wouldn't accept any of my invitations. What? I had no idea that they was offended by what I said or what I did. Beloved, through the years, I've learned to do the best I can to avoid being a source of offense to anyone. But at the same time, I try not to be too shocked if I find out that someone somewhere has gotten offended. Gotten offended. Now, I can make no apologies if somebody's offended at the word. If I preach or teach something and they become offended by that, then I can't make no apologies for that. This is the word of God. The word of God is not going to change. Okay? I can't say, you know, I'm sorry that that's in the book. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I didn't really want to preach on homosexuality. I didn't want to preach on lying. I can't make no apologies for anything that's in the book. But other than that, beloved, glory be to God. Amen. We must, amen, not be shocked. And we're going to do a step two on this on tomorrow, amen, to help you understand why you cannot be shocked when other people are offended, and beloved, at the things that you say and the things that you do. We're going to take it a little bit deeper tomorrow. But just let me say this as I wrap it up today. That because people come from different backgrounds, people wake up in bad moods. People have a bad day at work. People don't physically feel well. And people go through a whole host of other negative experiences in their lives. So their interpretation of our actions and their interpretation of our words may be very different from our original intention. We can be almost 99% sure that someone along the way will misunderstand what we do or misinterpret something we say. And God knows, don't do a whole bunch of texting. God knows that you be texting one thing and they take it a whole different way. See, you know, if you text something, you know, if I'm sitting here talking to you and we talking, joking, and I said, oh, come on, girl, you crazy. You know what I mean? You know how we do that, joke with one another. But if you text somebody that, you try texting somebody that, you crazy. Nope, no, they didn't just call me crazy. No, they nope, no, they didn't. Huh? They offended, see, because you text, you crazy. But if you were sitting there, amen, talking, joshing around, you crazy. It would have been a different situation. Maybe, maybe yes, maybe no. Somebody may get offended because you called them crazy. Today just broke up with their boyfriend. Hey, what? Therefore, beloved, as Christians, let me give you two things that we need to do as we wrap up. Two things we need to do. Okay, to make sure that we are not offending other people and to make sure that we are not being offended. Number one, beloved, do everything in your power to communicate correct messages to one another. Why don't you, like, I won't say think before you speak, but you can say a little prayer too. All right, Father, now I'm about to say this. Now help me to say it right. Father God, help the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable. Now, God, I'm about to hang out with this person today. God, help me not. You know how I want to put it, beloved? The prayer I try to remember to pray, especially when I'm about to make a phone call or something. I said, okay, God, now anoint this conversation. Anoint this conversation I'm about to make. I said, Father, help me not to say one word too much and not one word too little. And most of the time, because I've got so much on my agenda, matter of fact, I'm working on my seventh book, and I got a deadline to complete this book by the end of this month. So I really don't have a lot of time, but I try to be very courteous. So when I talk to people, you know what I say before I talk to them? I say, Lord, make this conversation short and sweet. And that's real. I just don't have 2 hours and blah, blah, blah. I mean, if it's a 2-hour conversation that got to take place, and let it be. If it's a 2-hour conversation, let's make it a 2-hour and not a 3-hour. That's all I'm saying. Let's just do what's necessary here. So beloved, you might wonder, the Bible says be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Which means you ain't got to come right out and say something and say something. Think about it first. Pray about it first. Make sure that what you are about to say, and maybe it's true, but you still got to frame that in a certain way. I mean, you just come out and say, oh, your breath stinks. Oh, yeah, what you said was true, because the breath do stink. But now that person is offended, because you ain't have to say it like that. You ain't have to say it like that. I worked with a guy, big, heavy guy. His name was Art. Glory be to God. He must have weighed about close to 300, and the boy would stink. I don't know if he wasn't taking a bath, if he wasn't putting deodorant on, and everybody around the office was talking about him. Well, guess what I did? And this was before my salvation, I think, or around that time I was early in my salvation. I took him to lunch. I took that stink man to lunch. Yes, I did. And I don't know, I forgot how the Holy Spirit framed my mouth, amen, to let Art know, amen, that he had, this was a perspiration issue that was affecting a lot of people in the office, and you know what I mean, and you know, and it needs to be dealt with. They talking about it, but in love, I forgot how it went, but guess what? That boy received it, thanked me for it, and I don't remember him smelling no more. It's how we frame the words, beloved. What you say, he said, did not the Bible say, speak the truth in love? It might be true, but you ain't always got to come. Now, sometimes you got to come a little hard, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes you got to get a little tough love, but not all the time. Jesus balanced that thing out. One day he was healing the blind, and the next day he was throwing them out the temple. So, beloved, point number one is do everything in your power to communicate correct messages to one another. And point number two, do everything in your power to bring healing and restoration whenever a misunderstanding and an offense occurs between ourselves and somebody else. It was a situation here where I was deeply offended by one of our prayer partners. Deeply offended. And I kept reaching out to them. They wasn't receiving my phone calls, wasn't calling me back, wasn't responding to my texts, wasn't picking up, okay? So I ran after the sheep for a little bit. God didn't tell me to stalk no sheep. I ain't the type of pastor, I ain't going to stalk you. Now, if you want to, you know what I mean, I'll reach out to you a couple times. If you don't want to talk to me, I'm going to say, okay, I'll see you when you come back around to me. I don't see no way when Jesus just went over the Red Sea, crossed the Red Sea, ain't no ocean wide enough, ain't no river wide enough. I don't see when Jesus climbed mountains to run after no sheep. So I pursued it for a couple weeks. They didn't want to respond. All right, so I let it go. And I prayed about it. I prayed about it because I was offended. I prayed about it. I asked God to help me, to release it, to let it go. I didn't want to carry this in my heart because I knew it was going to affect me, affect the ministry. And I truly forgave the person. I truly forgave the person. Nothing in my heart toward the person. I let it go. Well, a few months later, the person comes back. They comes back and act like nothing ever happened. Came back to the ministry, act like nothing ever happened, never said nothing about it, nothing. I said, okay, all right. I ain't say nothing. So I tell them, see how long it's going to take them to call me. I know they was, you know, I was picking up all the vibes, you know what I mean? I said, no, I ain't calling them. See how long it's going to take them to call me. Eventually they called. So I talked a little bit, and I learned, you know what I mean? And so I talked a little bit, and I said, but just tell me this, you know, what happened here? Why'd you leave? Why? Because I wasn't on, you know, they wanted to just act like it never happened. I said, no. So we talked a little bit, and they told me what happened, blah, 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 blah. And you know what I did say? Even though they owed me an apology, I apologized to them. I apologize to them, beloved. And after I apologized to them, then they apologized to me. I said, thank you very much. I received it and I needed that. Thank you. But I didn't wait. I just, well, you owe me an apology. And they did. And you know what? And ain't no good luck going to come. And you're going to live under. I ain't even go there. I sincerely humbled myself, and I said, you know what, and I apologize, and I went through all that. But let me tell you something. If you discover that you have been a source of offense to someone else, you must take the mature path. And you must go ask that person to forgive you. And don't get defensive. But that will only make the problem worse. It may even lead to a deeper conflict. So, you know, just say you're sorry and move on. Just say you're sorry and move on. Well, let me explain. Now, this is why, and, you know, and no, don't even go there. And I did it because, and I never knew, and blah, 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 and you know, and you want to go back to yesterday, last week, last month. Beloved, save your breath. Say you're sorry and move on. Say you're sorry and you move on. I was with a family member over the weekend, glory be to God. I know they was looking for an opportunity because some things had happened back in January, glory be to God, and they sent me this long text. They called themselves telling me off. I ain't read the text. They don't even know I ain't even read the text. If I see somebody coming off on a negative note and you don't send me a 5-page text, I don't even read it. I ain't got to tell her I didn't read it, but I didn't. And so what happened? When I saw him, glory be to God, I did apologize. I don't even know what I was apologizing for. I'm going to be quite honest because I never read the text. I wasn't feeding into all that. You won't give me all that, then I got to come and defend all that and tell you why all that happened. And no, I don't feed into negativity. I don't feed into it. See, you tripping. Now you trying to want me to trip with you. I ain't tripping with you, baby. See? So I said, all right, well, I apologize. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I did my 2 minutes, and I let it go. Then here, just a couple months later, glory be to God, saw him, kissed him, embraced, and sat down right next to him. You want to go to the bathroom? I said, no, I don't want to go to the bathroom. I know what it was. It was a setup for me to go to the ladies' room with you so you could talk about that text message you sent me 4 months ago. I ain't feeding into it. I said, no, I ain't got to go to the bathroom because I didn't have to go. Beloved, say you're sorry and move on. Do everything you can to bury that offense and destroy what the devil is trying to do between you. Make it your personal aim to help that other person overcome what he thinks you did or said. Sometimes, beloved, it's more important to help the other person attain a position of peace than it is to prove what is right or wrong. Don't get into it, beloved. Don't try to prove what's right and wrong. Stop. Don't put your energy there. Store that energy up, amen, to witness to somebody. Store that energy up to pray. Don't feed into that. But levels, I'm going to tell you, if you do, you're going to be so mentally tired when it's over. You're going to say, but I just want to go lay down because you're tired. You're mentally tired. You're spiritually tired. You're physically tired. You're tired. Don't even go there. Do what you can to bring peace in. Beloved, Pastor Westfield always says this. He says, sometimes you got to eat crow to grow. Sometimes, beloved, you got to apologize even when you ain't right, even when you're not wrong. Just for peace sake. Baby, I'm sorry. Baby, look, if I offended you, I'm sorry. And you know they the one owe you an apology. But that's real maturity when you can stand and say, I apologize to you. And every time I take that approach, the person will come right around. Because now it's like, beloved, feeding your enemy. That's why the Bible says do good to your enemy. See, because now you don't put hot coals on their head. Because they know they was the one owed you the apology. But here you humbled yourself to be the first one to give an apology to someone that owes you an apology. And to show you where their heart is. And even if they don't confess, it's still okay because I still forgive you. And every time, beloved, I go that low, the glory be to God. Every time I go that low, when they go low, we go high. Every time I humble myself, the person always turns around and says, you know, I apologize, Alfreda. I apologize, Pastor Brad. Thank you. You didn't have to say it, but I'm glad you did. Thank you. Let the healing begin. Amen. Amen. Beloved, stop tripping. Stop tripping. Glory be to God. Do everything you can to guard yourself against offenses, but know that everyone's going to have an opportunity to be offended. And even more so, we all are going to have an opportunity to offend somebody else. And that's another thing, when people offend me, glory be to God, I say, Lord, I forgive them because I know I have offended other people. Sometimes not always intentional, but I know that I have offended other people. And with the same mercy that I'm at you to extend to me because I have offended other people, then I extend this mercy, Father, to this individual who has offended me. Don't get caught, baby, in the mousetrap. Stop tripping. Amen. And be blessed. Lord, we want to repent for ever being a source of offense to anyone. Father, we are asking you to forgive us for fighting to prove our point in the past when we should have just gone to that other person and apologized, asking for their forgiveness. Father, if we ever find out that we have offended someone again, please help us deal with it more maturely than we have in the past. Jesus, we also need you to help us remember that when others do things that make us sad, or when others do things that disappoint us, they probably didn't mean to do it. Help us, Lord. Help us give them the same mercy and the same grace that we hope others will give us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that has come forth on today, and we give God praise. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. The word of God will not return unto us void, but it will always accomplish everything, amen, that he has sent it forth to do. In form of announcements, okay, we're going to be at the altar prayer every day this week. Lord's willing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. And Bible study on Wednesday. Amen. Our praise service here on Wednesday. Glory be to God on this platform. Bible study on Wednesday night. And on this Saturday, spiritual warfare training, amen, from 8 to 9. Amen. Spiritual warfare training from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday. All right, those are announcements. We got some other things that's brewing. We got some other things brewing, amen. And so we just want to thank God, amen. We want to thank God for it, amen. So stay tuned, beloved. It's just some wonderful things coming forth. All right, we bless the Lord. All right, that's it for today. Amen, hallelujah. Everybody be safe today. Whatever you do, beloved, keep Jesus on your mind. Y'all, look. Did y'all see in the news last night? I know I can't look. I just got to stay relevant. I'm about to give the benediction. So the person went and tell you why we got to pray. So they went and they got the vaccine. They got the vaccine. They got the vaccine. They took the vaccine, beloved. Uh-huh. And the person got sick. Person died. That ain't the only one. A couple people have been dying from the vaccine. But this person here yesterday on the news got the vaccine and still caught COVID. What am I saying? I'm saying, beloved, if you get the vaccine or not, if you have enough faith to get the vaccine, all right? As God says, amen, if we take any deadly thing, it'll not hurt us. You got, that's the scripture for you to hold on to. For those of you who decide to take the vaccine, I just gave you a scripture. If you take any deadly thing, it'll not hurt you, all right? For those of you who decide not to take the vaccine, we got Psalms 91. All right, so we got scripture, all right? So let the Lord lead you. All I'm saying is this, that vaccine is not a cure-all. And we got to let the people know that when they get this vaccine, amen, they this is not a salvation ticket. Amen. Glory be to God. This is not going to stop you from dying. This is not going to stop sending you from hell. Glory be to God. Beloved, there's no guarantees in life. And now the variant is coming. And this fourth wave of COVID, they're not even sure if the vaccine, this current vaccine, is strong enough to outweigh the fourth variant that's coming. Well, we don't want to hear that because, I mean, everybody that got the vaccine in vain. It's supposed to hold you about 6 months, but now you're saying that it might not even be strong enough. Beloved, what am I saying? We're not saying this to try to scare nobody, but then we are trying to scare somebody. What are we trying to do, beloved? We're saying it's time to pray. Now, you don't have to pray on the Like Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry altar of prayer. Beloved, you better have an intense prayer life. You need to be praying in the morning, praying in the noonday, and praying when the sun go down, beloved. If anybody missed yesterday's message with Dr. Lauren, I encourage you to go into our archives and pull it up. I encourage you to pull it up, baby. And she talked about that shift in the atmosphere. Beloved, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. But I'm going to tell you, too, I ain't going to stop praying. When I pray, I'm going to pray one more prayer. I decree and I declare. Look, not only am I going up, my whole family going up. My neighbors going up. I'm just going to prophesy. Everybody going to be ready. Everybody going to be holy. Everybody. When Jesus comes. Saints, we're living in the last of days. We're living in the worst of times. We're living, but in the end, we are living right now. And you listened to yesterday's message with Dr. Lauren. We are living in the end of the end of the age today. Today, we don't know what God gonna do, but we know, hallelujah, that He's the one that make the. He's the one that's gonna do it, and we're on His side. Beloved, make sure you're on the Lord's side, and stop tripping. Father God, we say thank you for the Word of God as it's come forth on today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow. Father God, we ask that you would cover us all under your grace and your mercies from this COVID-19. Father God, we're finding out that even the vaccine can't keep you from catching COVID-19. Father God, we don't know. We just don't know, Father God, but we do know because we're holding on to your word, and we're not going to let that go. We're not going to let your word go, Father God. Hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. No plague. And we say thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Meet us at the altar prayer today, God. Meet us there. Anoint the prayer warriors as they pray. And we thank you for the power of prayer and the word for prayer. In Jesus' name. Every spirit of retaliation we bind in the name of Jesus. And we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit and cast it at Jesus' feet. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you over and over and over. And over again. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said what? Amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Bless the Lord. Saved is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he definitely is the Lord of lords. Amen. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. God bless you.
I'm gonna wait on you. Help me to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me to wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait until I hear from you. Lord, help me to wait on you. Patiently, and Lord, help me to seek your face while I'm waiting. Set in your word, be anxious for nothing, so I'll continue serving you. Yes, I'll continue praising you. I'm going to wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Hiding your word, you know it's true. Stand still, see you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me see for you to see me through. Oh, hiding your word, you know it's true. Oh Lord, I need you. Praising you, oh, while I wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, hide in your word and know it's true. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, I'll wait until I hear from you. Somebody may need to wait for God to tell you what to do. Oh, hide in your word.
Be encouraged, thanks, amen. And stop tripping, amen. Pastor Bradford signing out, amen. Meet you at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing.